A stripper's bird had attacked a hot dog vendor wearing a costume. A. Mancuso, undercover, had arrested Lana Lee for soliciting and for possession of and posing for pornography. Burma Jones, Porter, had led A. Mancuso to a cabinet under the bar where pornographic materials were discovered. A. Mancuso told reporters that he had been working on the case for some time, that he had already contacted one of the Lee woman's agents. Police suspect that the arrest of the Lee woman broke a citywide high school pornography distribution syndicate. Police found a list of schools in the bar. A. Mancuso said that the agent would be sought. While A. Mancuso was performing the arrest, three women, Club, Steele, and Bumper, emerged from the large crowd before the club and assaulted him. They were also booked. Ignatius Jacques Riley, 30, was removed to a hospital to be treated for shock.
"It's our bad luck they had a photographer hanging around doing nothing they could send out to take a picture of you laying in the street like a drunk bum."
Mrs. Riley began to sniffle.
"I should have known something like this was going to happen with your dirty pictures and running off dressed up like a Mardi Gras."
"I ran off into the most dismal night of my life," Ignatia sighed. "Fortuna was really spinning drunkenly last night. I doubt whether I can go much farther down."
He belched.
"May I ask what that cretin nemesis of a policeman was doing on the scene?"
"Last night after you run off, I rung up Santa and told her to get Angelo at the precinct and for him to go see what you was doing down on St. Peter Street. I heard you give a address to that taxi man."
"How clever."
"I thought you was going to a meeting with a bunch of communists. Was I wrong? Angelo says you was hanging around with some funny people."
"In other words, you are having me trailed," Ignatia screamed. "My own mother!"
"Attacked by a bird," Mrs. Riley wept. "That had to happen to you, Ignatius. Nobody never gets attacked by a bird."
"Where is that bus driver? He must be indicted immediately."
"You just fainted, stupid."
"Then why this bandage? I don't feel at all well. I must have damaged some vital part when I fell to the street."
"You just scraped your head a little. There's nothing wrong with you. They took x-rays."
"Have people been fooling with my body while I was unconscious? You might have had the good taste to stop them. Heaven knows where these salacious medical people have been probing."
Ignatius now realized that in addition to the head and ear, an erection had been bothering him ever since he had awakened. It was demanding attention.
"Would you mind leaving my booth for a moment while I inspect myself to see whether I've been mishandled? 5 minutes should be sufficient."
"Look, Ignatius."
Mrs. Riley rose from the chair and grabbed Ignatius by the collar of the clown-like dotted pajamas that had been put on him.
"Don't act smart with me or I'll slap your face off. Angelo told me all about it. A boy with your education bumming around with funny people down in the quarter, going into a bar room to look for a lady of the evening.